Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
We simply cannot and will not allow some really rotten football to ruin our holiday season here at KKHI. We will celebrate the holidays and enjoy this holiday bowl week coming up where, yeah, there's going to be football games on all day, every day, all week long. The Kansas Jayhawks will be playing tonight at 8 o'clock. That'll be fun. Kansas State goes Thursday. Missouri plays Friday night. So a big bowl week coming up. We got a lot more football, and we will get into the debacle of the Kansas City Chiefs and their ridiculous Christmas Day performance in a moment. First, a note on Christmas. We had a wonderful Christmas here at the Keatsman House, and we hope that you all had a great holiday season as well, whether you're traveling back home, have more traveling to do, or more festive things to do this week through the New Year holidays. We wish you certainly the very best. I am not ashamed to say, at my ripe old age, and I can probably count on one hand, this is true, since I've been an adult. Not as a kid, it never counts as a kid. But since I've been an adult, I can probably count on one hand the number of times that the gifts I received were much better than the gifts I gave. I almost always pride myself on finding something really good, giving good gifts, doing special things. And Jessica and I had this thing this year. We were really committed to not just like going overboard. Like I wasn't going to go to Joslyn's and buy her some big fancy necklace or something like that in a tiny little box up on the tree. I've done that through the years. We just weren't going to do that sort of thing this year. She needs a new suitcase. Her suitcase broke on our last trip, the handle, but she won't let me pick that out. So that was never going to work. We're going to have to go shopping together on that. There are certain things that you do like that, right? So I tried, and I tried real hard, and I don't count really my kids in this because I don't get them a lot, but what they're grown. What I get for them, generally speaking, is better than what they get for us. We still haven't done gift exchange with my daughter, and she lives here. We're going to be doing that at some point this week, so whatever. So it mostly boils down to my mom won't let me get her anything. She gets stuff for her great-grandchildren now, so I didn't get anything for my mom. I gave her a very small little candle and things like that. But so it almost really is pathetically comes down to me and Jessica. And I thought I did really well. I went shopping. I went out there. I did the last minute thing. I got her a really cool golf pullover to wear while she golfs. I got her what I think, and she loves. I think it's one size too big. We have to exchange it. It's a really soft fleece jacket, Chiefs colored. It's really cool. And it has a Chiefs logo on it. And I got this for her so she could wear it to the game. She's planning on going with her friends on New Year's Eve to the game, just the girls, on Sunday to the Chiefs-Bengals game. So I got this for her, and I thought, boy, I killed it here, man. I've got her everything she could possibly want. I got her some Kate Spade pajamas, you know, the really soft, silky ones that you wear. I went to, like, the actual department store and got her something with, like, a logo on it. She'd look at it and go, oh, Kate Spade, you know, that sort of thing. So I did okay. But she crushed it. I'm opening one gift after another. I get a nice shirt. Okay, pretty common stuff. Well, here it is. First one out of the chute is this.
I will be the greatest president that God ever created.
That's right. I got the Donald Trump bobblehead pen that speaks when you click the top of it.
Look, I'm really rich.
He continues.
I will build a on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
I mean, this thing is so big and obnoxious. It's a Trump bobblehead pen, and I'm using it for the podcast. So that was awesome. That wasn't the tops, but it just shows you the thought that she puts in to these things for me to have this around the office. I continue opening gifts, and I get the bowling pins that I asked for from Amini's Galleria that go on my shuffleboard table, right? Now, I feel a little bit like an alpha male. That's kind of a cool thing. I built a house. I got a man cave. We play shuffleboard over here every now and then. Have a couple of beers, watch some football. Now I've got the bowling pins to put on there. We can actually do bowling on the shuffleboard table. And then the final gift I get from her, I open it up. It's in a shoebox. I'm like, okay, well, this isn't shoes. It doesn't feel like shoes. And I get to the bottom of it, and it's a slip of paper from ticketsforless.com. And it's two tickets to see Turnpike Troubadours at Red Rocks in Colorado in May. So we are going to Red Rocks in May to see Turnpike Troubadours. It was just awesome. What a great gift. What a blessed man. What a thoughtful wife. And then unbeknownst, I think between the two of them, we do a gift exchange on Christmas Day with Jessica, her sister, her brother, and the spouses. There's six of us. I sent a Finch pocket knife to Marcus, my brother-in-law in Montana, which he loved, and he carved up a bunch. He went pheasant hunting, and after he opened it, he had all these pheasants. He starts carving them up with the Finch knife, and he's like preparing those for Christmas dinner in Montana. He's sending us these videos. It's unbelievable. This guy is such a manly man. It's really cool. I mean, really very cool. Watching him carve up these birds with a Finch pocket knife was like the highlight of my Christmas day. But in the gift exchange, the person who drew my name was my sister-in-law, Andrea. And I opened this package up, and it's a Turnpike Troubadours hoodie. I'm like, I'm going to need a hoodie in May at Red Rocks. It's going to be chilly that night, I feel. So this was just when people are thoughtful and know who and what you are and find something that you really like, that's kind of fun. It's better to give than receive, but it's pretty cool to get gifts you can use. It was really, really a nice Christmas. We hope that you enjoyed yours. I'll maybe try to post the video of Marcus carving up these birds with that Finch pocket knife. And the best gift giving I did this year was for our sponsors. I made Finch pocket knives for all of them with the Kevin Keatsman Has Issues logo lasered on the blade. It's a black blade. It's an awesome knife. And the logo's there. On the other side, there's another logo that I can't speak about because it might have been illegal to put that on there. But these are all football fans, and they really like their pocket knives. And we gave them to the sponsors of the podcast, not the Finch knife guys, because they've got all the Finch knives they want. And for the most part, they were very, very popular with all of the sponsors. John Gillette at Window World loves his. He says he was actually looking for a new pocket knife this holiday season. It was on his wish list, which was amazing. I think I did mention in a brief sort of way, Dr. Bush at North Kansas City Dental called me. He's like me. He's not a pocket knife guy, but I am now. I'm learning. So I have several models of the Finch pocket knives, and I carry one on me, which is good. And I feel pretty good doing that. He calls and says, how do you close this thing? I'm like, yes, there's a little secret thing you do with your thumb to move this deal. So it's a safety basically on the knife. So you don't hurt yourself and accidentally close it on yourself. And so I explained that to him. These were very, very popular. But watching Marcus carve up those birds and get those fillets with this Finch pocket knife was just unbelievable. We had some really, really neat moments this Christmas. It was spectacular, and we hope yours was as well. Now, the Chiefs were anything but spectacular, and it's pathetic. It's embarrassing. I don't usually do this at all with Chiefs games. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 bullet points on the Chiefs game. I'm going to rattle through them fast. None of them are as important as the headline here. And I'm going to keep beating this drum, and I'm the only one doing this. But then I'm the only one that isn't cancelable at this point. Everyone in the media and all the wishy-washy fans out there are afraid to say what is absolutely true. And that is, Patrick Mahomes stinks right now. He stinks. I don't care what the offensive line or the receivers did on that pick six. All right, that's a corner that previously picked him off for a touchdown on the same route. That's lack of preparing for a game, lack of understanding the defenders and the positions they're in and how they will jump your route. It was a lazy throw that he didn't step into. It was off target by at least 6 feet to the left of where it needed to be. It was sloppy, stupid, lazy, frustrated play. And if you are the fan that wants to exclude Patrick Mahomes from criticism, if you're that fan, or you're the member of the media, because they all listen to this podcast, that is afraid to say Patrick Mahomes stinks right now. If you're afraid to do that, if you cannot bring yourself to do that, you and I cannot have a conversation about football. We can't. It is the most important position in any team sport in the world. And right now, the Chiefs quarterback stinks. I don't care about his completion percentage being better than it's ever been. He was 15 out of 16 yesterday, throwing the ball behind the line of scrimmage. I have screamed forever. They need to change the rules of football in the NFL. If the pass is completed behind the line of scrimmage, it is a running play. The quarterback gets no credit for that. None. They should all be extracted. That is no way to compare quarterbacks. A flip pass or a swing pass, those are running plays. To me, I want separated out everything you do past the line of scrimmage. That's it. Patrick Mahomes right now past the line of scrimmage stinks out loud. He is not good. Oh, the offensive line's no good, you say. Okay, fine. Did you watch the 49ers try to play? 49ers have been really good all year, right? Did you watch them on Monday night? On the Christmas night game? How was their offensive line? Not good. Somehow they've won two more games than the Chiefs have this year with that terrible offensive line. They were a disaster. You know, it sort of fits in. We'll get to this in a moment. The league is a mess. The league is a mess. I can't rule the Chiefs out. They don't look like a Super Bowl contender. They don't look like a division winner. They don't look like anything. They certainly don't look like what they've been. They look like a bunch of spoiled, rotten, really rich, distracted, uncaring, unmotivated collection of players that is going through the motions. That's what they look like. They look like everybody they play wants to beat them more than they want to beat the opponent. These things are all true. It is also true, while you're blaming the receiver room, which is the same receiver room they won the Super Bowl with last year, while you're blaming the running backs for not being healthy or not being very good, while we're blaming the offensive line, while we're blaming Matt Nagy, while we clamor to get Eric Bieniemy back, your quarterback stinks. While all of these criticisms may be valid, nobody in this town will say what is true. Patrick Mahomes stinks. He's bad. It's not that he didn't win the game. Hello? He's the only quarterback in the league this weekend that lost the game. The Chiefs defense gave up zero passing yards in the last three quarters. Aiden O'Donnell, zero completions. The Chiefs punter completed more passes in the last three quarters than the Raiders quarterback. The Raiders had 62 yards passing in the first quarter, zero in the second, zero in the third, and zero in the fourth, and they lost. Why did they lose? Because the quarterback fumbled away a touchdown, and he threw away a touchdown and gave 14 points to the opponent. And here's the single most frustrating part. If you really want to get round up on a really, really bad football game and a Christmas Day loss, this is the one. Blaine Gabbert could have started this game, and if he didn't turn the ball over, the Chiefs would have won. Patrick Mahomes cannot get it in his head that all he has to do is go out and not turn over the freaking ball. This is Marty ball now. The league stinks. Nobody's any good. You don't have to go out and score 40. Your defense is outstanding. The Raiders couldn't do anything. All you had to do last week against the Patriots was not turn it over, and he turned it over on the first drive of the game. And all you had to do against the Raiders was not turn it over, and there they are, not lining up properly, not figuring out where to go. They don't understand the RPO. Should I hand it to him? Should I keep it? The ball's on the ground. Batted passes, pick sixes. Stupidity abounds with this football team. This is the most poorly coached Andy Reid team yet, and Andy Reid teams are not particularly well coached. They're not. He's a brilliant offensive mind. He knows how to win games. He lets his players play freely and sloppily and accepts the bad because of the good that comes with it. But the good is not coming this year. It's not coming. The Chiefs are not going to be an explosive downfield passing team. They're not going to start busting out big plays. They're not. It is imperative. The Chiefs on three possessions in a row to start the game, right? They punted the ball. No harm. No harm. Did we panic? Yes. Did people look at it and go, oh God, that's three punts. What is going on here with the Chiefs punting the football? Yes. Yes. But there's no reason to. You're playing the freaking Raiders and you have a defense and you're at home. Boy, this was bad, folks. And I'm telling you what Mahomes said after the game, he just keeps saying it. We can clean it up. We can beat anybody. These things are all true. They can clean it up, and they can beat anybody, but they won't. It's too late to clean it up now. This team doesn't even know how to line up offensively. They lined up offsides again. MBS. They're scattered. They get the plays in late. Then they run around and don't get in the right formation, and Mahomes is sitting there motioning for guys to be where they're supposed to be. If you cannot line up properly for a play, how do you execute the play properly? And your quarterback's part of that. He's mad. He's panicked. He's, give me a play. Give me a play. My plays don't come in fast enough. Your stinking plays are bad plays. You give me bad plays. They're not coming in fast enough. It's awful. Andy Reid's fighting with Travis Kelce. He's throwing his helmet. Mahomes is screaming at the offensive line. They all hate each other right now. It's total chaos and dysfunction. This could be the end, folks. I'm telling you right now, they could be breaking up the band here. This could send Andy off to retirement. I don't know what he's going to do. You're going to sit here and deal with these spoiled, rotten, rich, distracted players that don't care enough? Are you going to deal with that, Andy? Are you going to discipline it? Because you've never been about discipline. You've always been about go freelance, be who you are, let your personality show. Oh, they're letting their personality show. They're spoiled, rotten little bitches is what they are. They are. Of course they are. And the other team plays harder and wants it more. And the Raiders come in, and I guess they're somehow still alive. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're eliminated. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The Raiders aren't going anywhere. But this was their Super Bowl, and they celebrated accordingly. They trolled. They made Grinch memes all over the internet after the game. They smoked cigars like they won the Super Bowl. The Chiefs don't seem to understand this is the way the opponents see them. Nobody in this league likes the Chiefs. No fans anywhere but Kansas City like this team. The other teams hate the Chiefs. They hate them. The other quarterback may be nice to Mahomes, things like that. They don't like. You think Max Crosby really likes Patrick Mahomes after he got shown up on that film? You mess with the wrong mimimimim. Yeah, you think that? You think Max Crosby really likes Patrick Mahomes? Nobody likes him. Nobody likes him. And he doesn't seem to understand that the Chiefs are the bad guys. They're the villain now. Everybody hates them. Fans around the country, oh no, they're not blaming the receivers or the offensive line. They're making memes all over the internet of Patrick Mahomes where they change Mahomes on the back of his jersey to Mac Jones on the back of his jersey. Now, by God, that's funny. Because Patrick Mahomes did look like Mac Jones yesterday. He did. And the rest of the country sees it. And until we can see it here, they're not going anywhere. Look, this is a down year in the NFL. Everybody stinks. The 49ers got pummeled. I mean, just blistered. Who got the biggest win of the weekend? Maybe the Dolphins with 5 field goals because they were so inept? 5 field goals? You beat the Cowboys, a terrible road team? Who gagged again? Oh, sure, the Ravens were great, and most of that was handed to them with Brock Purdy. Was there 5 interceptions in the game? Did the Niners throw 5 or 4? 5. 5 interceptions. Hey, credit the Ravens for going and playing a fine game. You think they're going to turn around and back? Are you really thinking that, oh, gosh, nobody can beat the Baltimore Ravens? Are you really thinking about Lamar Jackson started the game with a freaking safety. He made the stupidest move you've ever seen because Lamar being Lamar. That's what he does. And the biggest moments of Lamar Jackson's career, he's pooped all over himself. That's what he does. You're really worried about the Ravens? There's nobody out there, folks. This league stinks right now. I don't know how this happened, but it's a great year for the Chiefs because it's a good time to be bad because everybody's bad. This thing was so bad that we had a player go down and try to sit on a table on the sideline and it collapsed. After the game, the owner's dog took a crap on the field. What's going on at Arrowhead? We got people putting Chiefs bingo cards on the internet. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I think I'm gonna print the bingo card this week. Each square is a different bad thing that happens to the Chiefs. Mahomes turnover. Lined up offsides. False start. Juwan Taylor. It's one thing after. It's really funny. Andy botches clock. I mean, it's great. We should play Chiefs bingo. And it's every square is something bad. I mean, you'd like it to be Pacheco touchdown, Mahomes touchdown pass. No, no, no. That's not what it is. It's a full bingo card of mistakes. But everybody in the league does this. I mean, everybody. And yet the media and the fans in this town can't do what? They cannot criticize Andy Reid. They cannot criticize Patrick Mahomes. They can't bring themselves to do it. It's sad. It's embarrassing. It's awful. The Eagles were awful and won barely against the Giants. Jalen Hurts threw one of the worst pick sixes you've ever seen. There's nobody any good in this league. Nobody. There's just teams with better records than others. I got no Super Bowl prediction for you, folks. It all went out the window this weekend. It did. It did. And I don't know who got the best win, the Ravens or the Dolphins. It doesn't really matter. We can argue it. But I've watched the Ravens play enough this year that they're not always what they were last night. They're not. Maybe they're getting there. And maybe they are the best team. And maybe Lamar finally wins one. If he does, there's going to be a really simple key for Lamar Jackson. Don't do what Patrick Mahomes is doing right now. Because Patrick Mahomes has become Lamar Jackson. That's exactly who Patrick Mahomes is. All the talent in the world, but just puking games away. That's the best. I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'm just going to go ahead and pat myself. This is the smartest football analysis you've heard this year. Patrick Mahomes has become Lamar Jackson. Running around, fumbling the ball, throwing stupid interceptions, costing his team the game. Trying to be Superman. Oh, there's games where he doesn't turn it over and he's still Superman. That's still in Mahomes. That's still possible. Not the way he's going. It's really bad, folks. I don't know who's any good in this. Oh, Jacksonville's your team? Oh, yeah, we're all real afraid of Jacksonville. The Cleveland Browns? Ooh, no, not the Browns. You got to play the Browns? Oh, what will we do? What will we possibly do? We have to face the Browns. What a weekend of football in the NFL. All right, KKHI is brought to you by Buck Roofing. Here's the deal. Nobody's working this week. I think I've just determined this. If there's bowl games on at 10 a.m. on weekdays, a lot of Americans aren't working, or they're working just a little bit this week. So there you go. You've got a little spare time. It's a great time to call Buck Roofing and set up your roof inspection. Maybe get some honeydews done this weekend, boys. Let's go check some boxes, get some things done. The roof is one of them. 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Or maybe it's a phone call to Cross Kitchens. You finally decided over the holidays, sitting around in your cramped kitchen or maybe your outdated kitchen, that next year for Christmas, you'd like to have something a little nicer and newer, and you're staying in your home. Cross Kitchens can do that for you. What a perfect time to call Tim and his team at Cross Kitchens, 816-898-7047. It's crosskitchenskc.com. And Fry Orthodontics, Dr. Jeremy Fry and his team would love to meet with you and either you or a family member about getting that perfect smile for life. You can make the appointment online at fryorthodontics.com. The appointment is free once you mention the podcast. And they've got 14 locations around the Kansas City area. Invisalign is the same price as braces at Fry Orthodontics, where your smile is just the start. All right, we got bowl games all week. This is going to be fun. Bowl games all week. It begins Tuesday night with Kansas and UNLV in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. This is at Chase Field in Phoenix, 8 o'clock kick, ESPN. It's a standalone game. Kansas is looking for its sixth ever 9-win season in the history of their program. Pretty cool. I love this game. I lost last night on the Niners. I loved the Niners against the Ravens. I couldn't have been more wrong. I mean, I loved them. -5.5 points. I thought they were just going to roll the Ravens, and they didn't. Because everybody stinks. We've established that everybody stinks. All right, here's your roll-up game right here. Kansas is ready for this. There is no, at the point that Kansas is in their program, there is no sleepwalking through a bowl game, and there's no overlooking an opponent. They're building, and every building block is important. And this game tonight, as unimportant as it sounds, is important in the growth of Kansas. They're a big favorite here, 13-point favorite in this game, and I like them to roll. And I'm going to tell you why I like them to roll. I like them to roll because UNLV's run defense is pathetic. I mean, it's dreadful. UNLV lost its last game of the season 44-20 against Boise and gave up 301 yards rushing. Devin Neal's about to throw himself a party out here, okay? Jason Bean's going to run the ball. They're going to run up and down the field on UNLV. I mean, I guess the only question is, can Kansas stop UNLV? The answer there is yes. They're good offensively. Their average points are good, but they just put 20 on Boise. Boise's no great defense. They put 20 on Boise. Their best weapon is their kicker. He is all world. UNLV is a great kicker. Guess what? Field goals will not beat the Jayhawks on Tuesday night. I love Kansas in this game. I love them to throw a party at UNLV's expense. Lance Leipold, speaking a couple days ago, talking about this game, says it's a time for him, his team to just kind of cherish and grow and love this, and his seniors, Jason Bean and the others, getting their last opportunity to play in a football game.
Yeah, you know, probably haven't thought through the total message yet because, one, it's, you want to be very appreciative.
Yeah.
But I want these guys to go, I want them to go out and play, have fun, and not make it anything more than that it's another game. Because if you start distracting from, we talk so many times about the routines and what we do, and we're not making one game more than another. So if I change that in the last game of their career, I'm not probably doing my job correctly. So you're trying to make them, you want to embrace it, you know, maybe you take an extra second here and there and absorb it. But, you know, when the ball snaps, you got to go. You got to do what your responsibilities are, and then hopefully you have a chance to soak in as much of this along the way. And it's not always just the game. It's this.
Yeah.
It's these experiences. It's when they get to go do all of those things that I think those of us that have played, I think many times when we talk to players, yeah, the games are great. But it's a locker room conversation, some of the bus rides and flights.
Yeah.
So hopefully they've been embracing that the whole time. And I think the guys have.
Okay, Kansas UNLV, 8 o'clock on Tuesday night on ESPN. I will be watching. It is a full day of football. Every day this week is a full day of college football. On Monday, it's the college football playoff. That's New Year's Day. That's the biggie, the college football playoff coming up. We've got K-State on Thursday night, Missouri on Friday night. Stan Weber will be with us tomorrow on the podcast to preview those games and give his thoughts on Kansas UNLV. If you want to go, you can still go. K-State's in Orlando. Missouri's an easy drive to Dallas. You want tickets? It's ticketsforless.com. Promo code KKHI. Or New Year's Eve at Arrowhead Stadium against the Cincinnati Bengals. Ticketsforless.com. Promo code KKHI. Or if you'd rather not log on and do it that way, and you like to do it the old-fashioned way, just call them on the phone. They'll still discount your tickets, and you get personal service for them to find the price range ticket you're looking for. 913-685-3322. Your promo code is KKHI at ticketsforless.com. Dr. Bill Bush at NKC Dental would love to be your new dentist next year. If you'd like to make an appointment, he has two offices, one in Kansas, one in Missouri. He's got a team of dentists, or you can see Dr. Bush himself. Any which way you'd like to do it, these are your kind of folks at North Kansas City Dental, online at nkcdental.com, 816-471-2911. Go check them out. Advantage Termite and Pest Control is the only company you need for pest control and lawn services now. They'll do 6 applications over the course of 2024 to keep your lawn green and weed-free. If you'd like them to do it all with just one call, log on to advantagetpc.com or call this phone number, 913-768-8989 for Advantage Termite and Pest Control. When you call them, just say, hey, Kevin sent me. Kevin said switch to a better company. You can do this. You can do this. Drop the corporate company that's been helping you and go with a great local company of people in our community that are conservative like we are. We love that. Advantage Termite and Pest Control. All right, on to some news. We won't get real hot and heavy this week into a lot of the news. A lot of the news isn't happening. There's not much. I mean, of course, we've got wars going on, so all that stuff can happen. But a lot of the other things are kind of on hold because the people who create all the bad news in this country also take time off this week from creating bad news, so we like that. I read a really cool piece this weekend, just surfing around, that what Joe Biden is doing to Donald Trump with the Colorado decision, trying to keep him off the ballot, arresting him, doing all these other things. I'd never really thought of it this way. This was really a cool piece. Biden has sanctioned Venezuela and Nicaragua for doing this. The United States' official policy is to sanction countries whose leaders attempt to keep their opponents off the ballot. So Joe Biden, by his own policies with Venezuela and Nicaragua, would be sanctioning himself for what he's doing. Of all the things I've read about how messed up all this crap is, that's got to be at the top of the list. He literally has a policy to sanction other countries' leaders for doing what he does. Now, he picks and chooses. He's not sanctioning Zelensky, because politically he's lined up with Zelensky. They're both socialists. So Zelensky jailing and keeping conservatives off the ballot in Ukraine, well, that's okay. But when we see this in Venezuela or Nicaragua, and some sort of a Putin-style dictator is keeping Democrats or socialists or leftists, one world candidates, off the ballot, Biden sanctions those countries. He sanctions them. There is no principle with this man. There are no principles within the Democrat Party. I don't think we talk about this enough here. They have no compass. I mean, their compass, if there's a true north, that's the only way it points, and that's just win elections. That's it. That's the only way the compass points. Win at all cost. That's all they're about. There's no discerning right from wrong, good from bad. No. Win elections and win them all over the globe. Get leftists, one world globalists in power everywhere possible. And that's it. That's the only game. That's the only goal. And we see that in so many places. So many places. I just thought it was a really interesting read. I read that at Daily Caller. If you want to check that out, go to dailycaller.com. Did you guys see the interview with Tucker Carlson and Kevin Spacey? How weird was that? Like, Kevin Spacey's been canceled because he's a creeper. And there's just too many people came forward and said he's a creeper. He's a gay creeper, which I think for most people following creepers, they'd say, yeah, the gay creepers are creepier than the other creepers. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. It's just a little weirder. I don't know. But he's been acquitted on most charges now. Kevin Spacey has. There's been some weird things happen. A couple people that have accused him are now dead. Oh, there's some typical liberal power broker stuff. And Kevin Spacey, I bet my bottom dollar he's on the Epstein list, the flight logs. I'll bet my bottom dollar he's there. And now accusers have wound up dead, but there's Tucker Carlson sitting with him. And I didn't watch the show, but there's a show on Netflix where Kevin Spacey played the president. And I think he played a mostly conservative kind of president with a Southern actor. The entire 7-minute interview with Tucker Carlson is Kevin Spacey acting like he's Kevin Spacey, but he's in character as the guy from Netflix. So we don't know if the thing was entertainment, a joke, real, or what, but Kevin Spacey's attempting a comeback here. And I find it very interesting that Tucker Carlson would embrace him. I don't think Kevin Spacey's a conservative. I don't know what that is. If you haven't seen it, I can't even explain it. It was odd. It was un-Tucker-like and odd and confusing in a very bizarre way for Kevin Spacey to come back or attempt his comeback in front of all of us. Look, the guy's a great actor. Kevin Spacey's played some of the greatest characters ever. I got nothing bad to say about the dude as an actor. But if he's a creeper on the set and he's exposing himself to people and doing weird stuff, I don't have time for you. You're weird. Come on. But he's been acquitted, I think, and most of the thing, I don't know, maybe he didn't do any of this. We have to leave open the possibility, right? They're not convicting him and they're not locking him up. Man's got a right to work, doesn't he? So Tucker Carlson, I think, is like, I'm taking this guy in. He's been acquitted on all this stuff. Looks like maybe he was falsely accused. I don't think Tucker Carlson is making some sort of statement that he was falsely accused, and I'm endorsing Kevin Spacey. I don't think that's what this video is, but you should watch it and see. Just literally Google Tucker Carlson, Kevin Spacey. I think it's 7 minutes long. You'll be uneasy watching it. And then get back to me on what you think it is. Because I'd really like to know. Our final is brought to you by Back 9 Development, online at back9development.com. TJ Volkanskis is your custom builder, and he'd love to build you and your family a new home. If you're dreaming of a new home in 2024, reach out to TJ and say, we've picked out a lot or we own some land and here's what we're thinking. For crying out loud, take a look at the portfolio of the beautiful things he's built at back9development.com. Just go take a look, dream a little, browse a little, then call TJ and set up an appointment to have lunch, meet with him, discuss your dreams. 785-236-0161. back9development.com. You and back9development.com can make 2024 a great year with a brand new build. Ideal Health KC, Dr. Kip Van Camp in Shawnee, is using regenerative medicine to make you feel better. In over 80% of the people that he treats, they see improvements in pain relief, symptom relief, whatever it could be. Alzheimer's and Parkinson's onset, he's done some wonderful things along those lines. He did that with his dad. Or maybe you just have joint pain. He takes your body's tissue, inserts it into those joints where you have that pain, and it's like an army of cells and antibodies and all of the good stuff in your body attacking the painful part of your body and healing it naturally. It's a beautiful way to consider medicine. If you would like a consultation with Dr. Van Camp, call 913-745-5300. He's not going to push pills. He's not going to push vaxes. He's not going to push shots from pharmaceuticals. He's not. He's going to push Take the good stuff from your body and put it where it needs to be used. IdealHealthKC.com. And Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, GMC. A lot of folks will be buying cars this week. Oddly enough, this is a big car week. People are off work, and if the weather isn't terrible, like snowing and ice and stuff like that, people buy cars right now. They're thinking, okay, I got time. This is a great time. There's low financing options available. They got low interest rates are back on Chevy Silverado, GMC Sierra. There's all kinds of low interest rates available. If you'd like a new truck, Chevy or GMC, you cannot do any better. GMC's professional grade. You can find new roads with Chevrolet. If they don't have it, they will locate it for you. And if you'd like to build it exactly to your specifications, Tim and Mike and the guys at Roberts Robinson would just love to take the time with you, even if it's on the phone. You can literally set your iPhone down on speaker, get online with them, spend 15 minutes with them on the other end on the computer, and build the perfect vehicle for you. They'll order from the factory. 5-6 weeks, it'll be here. You got your ride just like you like it. It's pretty cool. RobertsRobinson.com. Love those guys. Our final is this bizarre story at Olathe Northwest High School in Kansas City, where they are, according to a report at Channel 4, they have approved a student at Olathe Northwest beginning a Satan club. A high school Satan club. The student's a minor, so they're not going to identify who this is. Here's the rules. And apparently this has all happened, which I still don't believe. I don't know how this could have done this. So the student had to come up with the idea. He had to get signatures, petition the board. He had to find 10 other students to join the club, name their names, and sign the deal. Then he had to get a faculty sponsor on board to lead the Satan Club. Then they had to go in front of the Board of Education, the school board, and give a presentation as to why they're doing it and what it will be like. And now the board has approved that? This has all happened? I need names. Hello? You cannot cloak this. We need the name of the faculty representative that's going to be leading this. We need to know who that person is. What kind of people are we hiring? A Satan club? And this thing's approved right around Christmas? I'm astounded that this happens. First of all, I'm not sure I believe this story. It reads that it has been approved. You're telling me this kid found 10 other students, a faculty sponsor, went before the board, gave a presentation, and they've said yes and approved it. That has all happened in a matter of days? Call me skeptical. This is as bad as we can be, folks. This is the bastardization of our Constitution. That's all this is. This is people trying to find a way to exploit flaws in something they don't like. It's leftists, almost always, that hate the Constitution, because the Constitution stops the government from doing things. It keeps the government from being oppressive against you. That's the way it's written. It is a document to limit government and keep them out of your world. And so, of course, the leftists right now are making a mockery of it. They hate the Constitution. They want a new one that gives the government all the power to control all things. That's what they want. Big government controlling everyone. And when they get it, there will be no more Satan clubs. Or maybe there will. Who knows? But that's what they're doing. This is sheer exploitation. It's one of the worst stories I've ever heard. A Satan club at Olathe Northwest. All three of my kids graduated from that high school. Unbelievable. There it is, your post-Christmas Grinchy Chiefs. I sprinkled in some fun stuff today, man. It was hard after that football game. It's hard. Turn that frown upside down. Let's go. Got a big week of football, a lot of fun. You're going to be with family and friends. And even if you are working every day, you're not working as hard this week as you always work. And here's why. So no matter what business you're in, you don't have as many people to work with this week. A lot of them are on holiday, and a lot of your customers aren't doing business this week. So I know even if you're working less. So enjoy the time. Take a deep breath and savor it all, folks. Thank you for hitting the play button. At Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Kevin Keatsman Has Issues has been presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC and is produced by Crooked Tail Media. Please hit the like or follow button wherever you listen or give us a review. For premium content, podcasts, and weekly newsletter, join as a patron at kkhasissues.com for as little as $5 a month. Support all our sponsors and other conservative businesses at thekklist.com.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.